And welcome, everybody, to another SU Oddities. Apologies, first off, for this one. So it's been a little bit since we've dropped some of these. Just work, holidays, things like that. But as we wrap up the season, we're going to throw some out just to kind of, you know, have some bookmarks there. We're not full-length episodes, but we'll try to keep these oddities on check and go from there. So just wanted to do that PA. And then go forth. Stumble on something really cool. And we're big travelers, wife and I. So whether it's local, you know, or we want to get on a plane and go somewhere, we always try to find time to do at least one time a year, a big vacation of some sort, you know, and then just the little landmarks and the facts around us. Interesting to know that as we travel, we find things about, especially famous landmarks, that we had no clue they were part of this. And a lot of them are like secret rooms, secret cubbies, secret things that, you know, it's not really, the public really doesn't know for the most part. But if you're able to dig into it, kind of cool. So I'm going to go ahead and cover some landmarks across the world. And they have some really cool little secret things to do with them. So if you're ever in that neck of the woods, you know, by all means, you check these things out. So hope you guys enjoy. Here we go. So for those of you who may or may not know, there is an apartment at the top of the Eiffel Tower, and this one I was not aware of. When the Eiffel Tower was completed on March 31st, 1889, it was a major accomplishment both in terms of architecture and science. The unusual iron structure was double the height of the previous world's tallest object, the Washington Monument. It was also kind of research laboratory and eventually a radio tower, which is kind of cool in itself. The Eiffel Tower was completed ahead of schedule in just over 2 years, in time for the Paris World Fair. That was enough to provide designer Gustave Eiffel some serious perks, like an apartment for himself at the top of the tower. It offered Eiffel one of the best views of the city. Eiffel constantly declined offers to rent his pad and rarely invited anyone up, but currently the apartment is viewable to the public. So kind of cool. Next up here, if you guys are in the Brooklyn area, the Brooklyn Bridge currently has two wine cellars, one on each side of the East River. When the bridge was initially built, portions of the neighborhoods in the Manhattan and Brooklyn had to be demolished in order to build the bridge's two anchorage sections, which attach a bridge to land. To compensate local merchants and offset some of the bridge's $15 million budget, $15 million budget, wine cellars and other vaulted spaces were incorporated into the bridge's design. Several wine merchants and other alcohol sellers began renting the spaces in 1883, and the bridge was completed, except for the Prohibition years. The cellars remained in operation until World War II. I'm not sure. It doesn't sound like you can tour them, but, man, kind of cool. Next up, again, Brooklyn, if you're in the New York area. In 1901, steel baron Andrew Carnegie gave New York City a grant to build a system of 67 public libraries, which amounted to $5.2 million. Which in today's terms, that's roughly about $100 million, give or take. Lot of money, you know, for a good cause, for sure. Carnegie's libraries were heated by coal furnaces and required live-in caretakers or custodians. Some New York City public libraries included apartments to house custodians and their families. Most have been unused since the 1970s, but the city began renovating them in 2016, and evidently you can tour a couple of these apartments. Again, that's different New York public libraries. Kind of cool. We are going to stretch across the globe a bit. We're going to head to Paris on this one. In 2004, French authorities discovered that there was described a small movie theater and restaurant in the catacombs underneath the city. Even stranger, writings and symbols of the wall speculated it was under the operation of some kind of secret society. Oh, shit. That actually turned out to be the case. In 2011, a representative of a group called UX, or Urban Experiences, took credit for the site. The group claimed to have 100 members who were working in small groups to turn Paris's unused urban spaces into a theater for new experiences. And I know I've heard rumors, not only theaters, but there's restaurants in the catacombs and things that just like pop up. Crazy to think about when you think about getting power down there and everything else. Yeah, interesting. So here's another one, kind of cool. In 1926, miners across the UK went on strike to protest against an involuntary 13% wage cut. Oh, Jesus, that's quite a chop. As well as an increase in weekly labor. To add insult to injury. This led to the general strike when workers in other industries refused to work in solidarity, basically. The stoppage lasted 9 days. Protests were common throughout that year, especially in London's Trafalgar Square. Police wanted to build a temporary police station in the square to monitor protesters, but public outcry forced them to drop the project. Instead, the police used one of the square's large light posts to house a tiny police station hiding in plain sight. It is actually currently used for custodial storage. But, yeah, seeing the picture. Look it up again, Trafalgar Square, T-R-A-F-A-L-G-A-R. Literally, it looks like it might sit one guy standing up. looks at the pictures. But it's kind of cool. Back in the good U.S. of A. here, the Washington Square Arch in New York City is not completely solid building. The 72-foot arch includes a hollow upper portion with 17-foot ceilings. Building a hollow arch at the advantage of was the advantage of being less top heavy and costly to construct. Its accessibility by a spiral staircase in the western column of the arch, although it's not open to the public. Today, the space is used for maintenance, and it once held a Parks Department office, which is kind of badass. Could you imagine? Where do you work at? Oh, I work in the Washington Square Arch. It's fucking crazy. And this is what I've heard. This is really cool. So we're going to head to South Dakota. Sculptor Gutzon Borgum designed Mount Rushmore, and he was ambitious enough to hope his monument would rank among world historical sites like Stonehenge. But Borgum was also concerned that in the far future, the meaning behind his monument would be lost. Way to forward think, I guess. His original design was much more elaborate and included massive blocks of text that would have explained the history of both monument and the United States. But that idea was unfeasible, so Borglum's next idea was to build an underground chamber deep under the mountain to house documents and artifacts related to it. Construction of Mount Rushmore began in 1927, and Borglum began building the Hall of Records in 1938. But Congress halted the project 1 year later. Not sure why, actually. Probably just because it's Congress. Borglum passed in 1941, months before Mount Rushmore was completed. The Hall of Records remained unfinished until 1998. It is finished. However, to my knowledge, you can see it if you, I think it's on the backside of the monument, but there's no access to it. But still kind of cool to think about that, in that whole per se. It's crazy. Next, we hit a Lincoln Memorial. For those of you who may not know, it is a 40,800-square-foot vault called the Undercroft. Despite the fancy name, it was more like an unfinished basement than a chamber of secrets until recently. So, basically, there's a basement, evidently, under the Lincoln Memorial. The Massey Monument was built in 1914 on a floodplain, a plain that had recently been created from the Potomac River. The muddy site forced the builders to dig a foundation 40 feet deep, where they built large concrete pillars supporting the monument itself. With no other purpose, the Undercroft was abandoned and forgotten until 1975. The only historical significance to the Undercroft is it's also a site of authentic 1914 graffiti drawn by the builders. Go fucking figure. As of 2020, Washington, D.C. was planning to renovate the Undercroft to turn it into a museum and a visitor center. Not sure if COVID maybe put a halt to that. And then we move. Everybody knows this one. So currently, the crown of New York City's Statue of Liberty is the highest point accessible to the public. But the actual highest point is located in the Torch, which has been closed to the public since 1916. That year, an American shipment of military stores detonated in the city's harbor, an incident that became known as the Black Tom Explosion. The shipment was meant for Britain's use in World War I and was later determined German agents were responsible. However, the explosion itself was so massive, shrapnel damaged the Statue of Liberty's torch. The city closed the torch for precautionary reasons and hasn't reopened since. That's kind of a shame. And then lastly, we go to the infamous Empire State Building. Evidently, there's a secret floor here. The Empire State Building officially has 102 floors on paper. The main visitor's observation on the Empire State Building is on the 86th floor. But the 103rd floor is home to another observation deck that's smaller, more exclusive, and without any railing barrier except for a small stone wall about 2 feet high. Excuse me. The 103rd floor observation deck is built into an antenna that was added to the top of the tower in 1950. It's inaccessible to the public for obvious reasons, although it was available for private viewings. Usually celebrities like Mariah Carey, Usher, DJ Khaled, whatever, they got the special in there, evidently. So there you go. I mean, there's more stuff, too. You know, you can look up. There's a basketball court in the Supreme Court building. There's a tennis court at Grand Central Station, which Grand Central is just, in its own right, amazing, just architecture from what I can see. One of these days, we had plans to go to New York just before COVID, and then COVID hit, and we had to cancel. Right down to, like, the rooms were booked, the tickets were booked. So, you know, it'd be really cool to check out some of these things when we finally do get over there. But for those of you who like to travel, or those of you who are just curious, there you go. Some secret things. And, yeah, staying strange, everyone.